life. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
When I'm watching the child while you go to the gym in the mornings, I like to flip on some of the morning news shows and kind of get a feel for what's going on. Something flirty in America, something light. I just want light things in the morning. Mm-hmm. I don't want heavy shit raining down on me to start the day. I don't want that. I want something light, right?
Okay.
Chances are I've watched the Sports Center that's already airing, so I don't go there, right? I just want some light news. This morning was all preempted. It was fucking every network was the goddamn impeachment coverage. Mm. Blah. So I get
Did
forced.
Did they even cover that shooting or was it all impeachment?
No, and we'll get to that in a second. And I was like, whoa, man, you're just breaking into this. There was a school shooting yesterday in California, in Santa Clarita. Mm-hmm. You know the high school?
Yeah, Saugus.
We shot in Santa Clarita a lot. I know that town community very well. Most of those movie sets for all of my movies we shoot in Santa Clarita. Mm-hmm. It's a smaller town, obviously.
Yeah, I mean it's you know,
it's not
Los
LA.
Angeles,
it's not Los
adjacent,
Angeles. Yeah.
But yeah,
it's so it's
smaller,
outside the city of Los Angeles and it's outside of Hollywood, obviously. So I kind of wanted to recap on that, you know. And I know that's a little heavy. You're saying, hey, I don't want to go that heavy, but I wanted a recap on that. It disappeared from Twitter, disappeared from every major news network, everything to go for these impeachment hearings. And I was pissed about it, right? And I'm like, fuck you guys. Why is this so important? So I started watching it, right? Mm-hmm. Watched maybe first half hour, 45 minutes of it. Garbage from both sides. There is nothing to do here. There is nothing to see here. And this is going to be a colossal mistake. Now that I've watched a little bit of it, I can wholeheartedly tell you now this is going to be a colossal mistake. The same way, by the way, if you think that I'm just saying this for Trump or Republicans, I'm not. I think the same exact thing happened to Clinton, mm-hmm. where you had this big, stupid fucking impeachment trial, and I think it hurt the Republicans really bad in that next election. Remember the Bush-Gore election came down to like the hanging chads in Florida? Mm-hmm. It should never have been that close because Al Gore was so fucking boring. It would have been Bush's by like 5 or 6 points. He wouldn't have had to deal with that shit, but I think people were pissed off mm-hmm. that they were paying for this stupid impeachment thing that was a waste of time and everyone's money. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I think the Republicans lost a lot more seats in the House and all of that shit, and that Bush election was stupidly close, which it shouldn't have been, because of how boring Al Gore was, and they went all in. Republicans went all in on the impeachment, and I think that's happening now. And by the way, in between that, to show what would really happen in an election without the impeachment shit, the last boringest candidate I can think of was Mitt Romney, mm-hmm. which is a fucking snooze, right? Even McCain at least said some weird shit, got a little out of hand because he was old.
Sure.
He hired Sarah Palin last minute.
Like, I think that was the main thing, but yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, at least he was entertaining. And you were like, fuck, we'll find out what happens. Whereas Mitt Romney was John Legend. He's a white John Legend. Mm-hmm. Snooze fest. Bagel, right. Plain bagel. And that election played out exactly the way it probably should have, with Obama winning because you were up against a boring candidate and the Democrats are having a really hard time with the same thing right now, right? Now that you've gone all in on this, now that I've physically watched it, you're fucked. You guys are absolutely fucked. If this does not work, you are fucked.